Ozone can be good or bad, depending on where it's found.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Ozone is a gas composed of three atoms of oxygen. Ozone occurs both in the Earth's upper atmosphere and at ground level. Here's Phil Dickerson from the Environmental Protection Agency to explain the difference.
We have a saying to help us remember that: good up high and bad nearby. Most people know that the ozone layer protects us from the sun's rays, and that's good. But here on the ground, ozone's harmful to breathe. This ozone forms when emissions of nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds from cars, trucks, industries, power plants, refineries, and other sources cook in the sun. Because the chemical reaction that creates ground-level ozone is spurred by sunlight, levels might be worse on hot, sunny days. But ozone can be transported by the wind, moving it miles from where it actually formed.
So the EPA monitors ground-level ozone and other pollutants with a network of nationwide monitors. They then relay data from those monitors to the public in near real time to give people information they can use to take steps to reduce their exposure to air pollution. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.